This week on your Old School RuneScape Update, we're here with the League's pre-show as Francine from Clan Quest joins us to discuss our plans,
Bing!
Relics,
Bing!
And regions.
Bing!
We also delve into what we've been doing, Scurrius, Varlamor activities, and changes to Corrin Favor. This is the Old School RuneScape Update, Episode 2, recorded Saturday, November 11th, 2023. Lots of days. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Old School RuneScape Update. This week, Sirion and I are here, as we are each and every week. Welcome back.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Hello.
This week also marks a fun week for us as we have our first guest with us. You may have heard her just there, Francine from the Old School Guild in Clan Quest is here. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yes, and Honor Council.
And Honor Council, right. So you've been playing RuneScape for a long time. Would you care to just give the listeners a bit of a brief rundown of what you do in-game, who you are, that sort of thing?
Majority of the time I'm on Old School RuneScape. I did start in RuneScape 2 back in 2011 or 12, I think. And then, I didn't complete any goals there. I feel like I was a noob, didn't know the game much. But once Old School was released, I have been only playing Old School. So I know in 2013 it was released, and I got the quest cape in 2015. I kind of got a goal there where I got the quest cape when I was level 85 combat, which is actually the lowest level you could get the quest cape for, because it's required for Dream Mentor to have level 85 combat.
Right.
People may know me by being Dan Skaterdamman's sister, because that's how I kind of got introduced to Clan Quest. He was in here first, and then I joined later. In Old School, I did get what you are striving for, Shane. I got the untrimmed 99 farming cape.
Nice.
Are you jealous?
No, because I know I'll get there eventually.
Okay. I actually got that right when the Farming Guild was released in Corrend. I was only level 84 when I was released, and then about a year later, I got 99 farming. So it really skyrocketed my farming training after that. And then after I got that, I got 99 cooking, 99 crafting, and currently I do not have the quest gate because Desert Treasure 2 was released, and there's 4 bosses to complete.
Right.
So I'm kind of behind on that because the 4 bosses are really difficult and I don't have the best gear for it yet. So currently I'm not wearing the quest cape at all. And I can't even teleport to the Legends Guild because I can't wear it or use it. So,
Oh no.
So right now I've just been using the Fair Ring at Edgeville or something like that to get to a Fair Ring. So...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just laughing because I know Shane's into farming a lot. And the other day we were at the farming guild and he couldn't even get inside.
I'm gonna get there eventually. Yeah. I'm gonna get there eventually.
Yeah.
Well, you could go. You didn't even have the reputation. You had the level, not the reputation.
Yeah. I know. And you saw what I did after that. But more on that in just a minute. If you guys want to follow along with the show notes, you can find full show notes at update.show/OS. We also have our community Discord at update.show/discord, and the friends chat is Bits Bytes, and yeah, Sirion's talking, of course, about my week in Old School RuneScape, which had its ups and downs. But I'm gonna let you go first this week about what you've been doing, because I don't wanna put us on the roller coaster just yet.
I've been pimping my house.
Oh my.
That's what I've been doing. I've been pimping my POH.
And then he says he has no money left.
And I did not have any money left. I was down to like 40K. It was not a lot. But no, I finished up my entire house, built a bunch of cool things in there. made it ready for the festive season, of course, but goblin decorations.
It's never too early to put out Christmas gifts.
Exactly. You were surprised. Like, what? There's a Christmas spirit tree? Which, pun, love it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I have that.
Yeah, so, no, my house is all nice and snowy, but, yeah, the next few upgrades are going to take a while because it's going to cost a lot of money to get both my construction level up and get all the materials, so... Been doing a bunch of farming. Also been training my range level because I really want to get the medium Lumbridge and Drainer diary done because that gets me the Explorer Ring teleports, which is going to cut my herb run times by a lot because that's currently my longest run. So that's it. And then we did some quests as well. We finally did My Arm's Big Adventure.
I'm shaking my head about that one right now.
It wasn't so bad. I didn't dislike it. You ran into some trouble.
Yeah.
And then we did Depths of Despair, which the combat was more your level, I think.
No, it was a more modern quest, and it's quite clear as to what was going on there.
I'm gonna
delay the roller coaster. I'm going to ask Francine what she's been doing.
Come on.
Now.
Don't keep them waiting.
No, I'm going to delay the roller coaster just a bit more. Francine, what have you been doing this week?
Well, I don't know when I got it, but on my main Francine 1225, I've been trying to get base 90s. The last one I got was 90 construction. So, like Kieran said, I did pimp up my house a little bit. Right now, I'm waiting to get another spirit seed to then put a spirit seed and fairy ring in my garden. So right now, in the past, I kept giving my spirit seed to the guild master and farming guild to then get another farming. What is it called? The contract done, you get a seed pack. So you could trade your spirit seeds you have to get another seed pack. So that's what I've been doing. But now I have that level. I can boost to 95 with the stews and then get the spirit tree and fairy ring. I just need a spirit tree, you see. So that's what I've been trying to get so I can get that. But I have 7 more to get in level 90. On my Iron Francine Fae, I've been trying to get base 70s. Currently going for 70 range. I have 10 more skills to get to level 70. And then I also have a group Iron Man with clan members, Defend, Toxic, Stickman H, and then my brother Dan. So far, that one, I have 3 accounts, so I can't really buy membership for all 3 accounts. So currently group Iron Man is not a member, so I haven't logged in to her in a while. But yeah, that's what I've been trying to do, get base 90s, trying to gear up for the Desert Treasure 2 bosses. I haven't even attempted any, but I've been looking into it. So
Nice. And you mentioned so many things that are on my long-term to-do list, you know, specifically the Farming Guild stuff, but also, you know, I've been paying attention since Desert Treasure 2 came out, and I remember that same sort of push for Desert Treasure 1, and I can only imagine what that must be like amped up to a higher degree for Desert Treasure 2. So
luckily, I have Dan. We do quests together, and so in the Desert Treasure 2 quest, we were completing all the puzzles together, and we're like, oh, look, did you see this? Like, we helped each other out figuring out the puzzles in the quest, and so that helped. But after every puzzle, there's the boss fight, so we just tell it out because we'll do the bosses later. We go to the next area, figure out all the puzzles there. So it was kind of nice because we helped each other out on that without any guides, so it was kind of fun.
I like what you're saying about how there's like a very traditional path for those quests with puzzles and whatnot involved. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the things that I've seen so much comparing the modern versus the old RuneScape quests is that we always used to say that RuneScape quests weren't fetch quests, but oh my God, we talked about last week Edgar's Ruse, and this week the one following that My Arm's Big Adventure. That
you can't compare My Arm with Eat Goes Goose. It was really not that.
No,
bad.
Because the combat in My Arm's Big Adventure, and you know, people might not like hearing this when it comes to old school RuneScape. You get stunned, and there's no way to block it. And sure, it's a different time. It's a different set of expectations surrounding it. But that was my main problem with the quest, was Big Bird at the end, taking Big Bird down.
I had no trouble with it. It's a skill issue, Shane. Just a skill issue.
No, it's a gear issue. And you know, you need to, and obviously need to lean more into the appropriate gear. I was still using level 20 magic gear when I should have been using probably about level 50 magic gear for this, and I imagine that would have helped things nicely along. But aside from that, been farming myself, and I think it got up to level 54, 55 farming with that, doing maple and orange tree runs. I know I floored you, Sirion, when I said I was doing maple runs because of the expense surrounding them, but that's how it was done back in the olden days for me, and I want to continue down that path. And so far I've been able to sustain that with herb running in terms of bringing profit in. And also, of course, want to get to the ability to unlock the Trollheim teleport for that wonderful, painful farming patch that was just unlocked. So been doing a bit of magic training on the side as well. And oh my god, it's been a busy week in RuneScape this week, because I also brought all of the core and reputations to 20%, which I'm wondering if that's where they're going to stop, given some of the news we have. But we'll talk about that in a minute. I think, unless you guys want to roast me over the Big Bird or anything else. Right,
oh,
now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because I hear you want to teleport to Trollheim. And we found out today that you can get a teleport to Trollheim by finishing the easy tier of our combat achievement. So I think that should be your next goal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I want to hear every second of it, because I think you're going to enjoy it listening to what I heard today.
No, and what I'm going to do is
I love this, because Francine was just telling about how wholesome their questing are, and I feel our questing sessions together are me just laughing my ass off while you struggle with combat.
If they're combat related, sure. And that's all the reason I need to go forward, tear this combat system apart bit by bit until I'm able to run through and butter everything. And I know that won't be 100% possible, but that's my long-term goal.
Yes, I know your frustration.
Slice everything apart.
Because Dan roasts me on that all the time. Like, here he is, like, we start the boss fight. He completes it within faster than I do. And then he's like, you're still in there? Or something like that. Or I'm like, I'm telling you out. And I have to go back. And he's waiting on me. And I'm just like, I know you're better.
No. And
laughing his ass off.
And to be fair, it works. Because obviously people like it. And therefore there's a good element of design behind it. I'm just annoyed because I didn't fully lean into the old school way of combat, and I'm sure once I do that, things will become a lot better, and I'll see the love that people have for it.
Well, Shane, have I good news for you? Because the first thing we were going to talk about updates today is a brand new PVM experience within old school RuneScape that is meant to teach you the very basics of PVM.
Yeah, I was actually, you know, when I opened my eyes to this, that actually looks pretty good, I think. What are we talking about? You're talking about the rat, right?
I'm talking about the rat himself.
We're talking about the elephant in the room.
No, the rat, not the elephant. Rat. The rat.
The rat in the room? Okay,
hey,
that's a new
thing. I thought it was a squirrel because I saw, you know, SC.
So I
was calling him a squirrel, even though it's a rat.
You were like asking me, like, what do you think of the squirrel? I'm like, what squirrel?
Anyways, one family of rodent aside, Scurrius the Rat King. And this made me smile when I read this post, because I knew that this was going to be aimed at somebody like myself who was going to be getting involved in combat. Because this seems to be a PVM experience that's designed to teach people the old school RuneScape combat system, And when you look at it, combat encounter design for levels 60 to 90, and they say it's more about mastering mechanics than relying on junky stats, which when you say old school combat, you're like, what kind of mechanics are there? Well, you look at any number of fights across the game, you see those. And this is a way of doing that for this. So you are right. You are right. This could probably help me, and I'm pleased about this.
This will help you get you over your completely irrational fear of Breya switching against Jat, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Managing the interface. Yeah, one of my favorites. Between food and prayer. Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Did any of the rewards for this stand out to you?
I mean, there was, of course, this big discussion around Chargescape, of course, with the weaponry needing like charges. I honestly don't mind so much. I'm happy that they removed the charges in the second, like in the first round of feedback. It feels when I read this, like the whole rat spine stuff, the first feeling I got was it's incomplete, right? Like something felt missing, and I still have that feeling a little bit. Like, sure, these weapons work against all rat types, but how many rats are there really in the game? It feels like the reward is a little bit, they didn't want to try and upset anything existing, so
it feels like they're designing training weaponry, really.
Yeah, they're trying to build a closed ecosystem, which is fair enough. I can see that, and it's fair, but it feels a little bit underwhelming. But I guess there's other drops from this boss, and I mean, honestly, the combat XP, I think we should all just see this as, you know, the GP per hour might not be that much, but it's very much.
It's an alternative to crabs.
It's an alternative to crabs, yes.
Francine, where do you come in on this?
Well, I was just looking at the pull blog, and the bow is called the Rat Bone Bow. It just makes me, reminds me of the Dorishin Bone Crossbow. It's like, I would want to have like a special attack, if anything, to make it some type of special reward. But also with the mid-level PVM bosses, I think we already have Bryophryda and Obor, the hill giant and the moss giant boss. So now we have a rat boss. So instead of killing all the small rats, you can kill a big rat. But anyway, I would want, because with Obar and Bryophryda, you have to get a key from the regular moss giant and hill giant. So I'm like, okay, is there a key you need to get for giant rats? Or can I go in there as many times as I want?
Not clear at this point, is it?
Yeah, I do understand that it could have more technical stuff than Obor and Bryophryda, because like with Bryophryda, you bring in mage gear, and then so on, you get these wood things, and you have to chop it with an axe or whatever, and then you keep going. He dies really fast with magic, but with Obor, he knocks you back, and there's other ramifications. You have to freeze him and things like that. So it's like, okay, is this going to be similar to Obor, where it has some special stuff that you need to look out for? It's just a lot to think about. Like, how is this going to compete with Obor and Bryophryda? Is it going to have a cool, like, obviously the drops instead of Bryophryda does the essence, where you can put that on a battle staff, and then you have a staff you can charge with nature runes, and you can save so many nature runes. So I actually have that on my main because I had an alkalot, and I think I've made up the cost because I didn't get that drop. I bought it on the GE, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And my one thought about this, and specifically after hearing you mention that, is that I'm wondering if the existing veteran and established old school players would vote for something like this, because like I said, this definitely stands out to myself as something I could use, but maybe not other people. Maybe people are just, you know, in general more more in tune with what they would like to see from general updates, mm-hmm. like the Varlamor stuff that's coming out, which we did get a few details on this week. We're not gonna parse through too much in terms of these. There's new content on the way for agility, mining, prayer, and mm-hmm. thieving. I do have to say the agility outfits, the Varlamor Graceful kit looks pretty nice. I know, Sirion, you're big on Graceful. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, it looks good. If I weren't going really hard for the questing look from the quest speedrunning rewards, this would definitely be up there as well.
Fair enough.
We have so many Graceful colors. Like, another one? It's like, sure. I know the other day Dan was like, Graceful is so overrated, but honestly, it's like, it's just a cosmetic, and the look of it showing your abs for a man, but then the girl's little bit of a chest. It's like, okay.
Okay, that's an interesting perspective, because I don't know if you've seen Sirion's RS3 outfit, and I don't know if you're going to try and duplicate here in old school.
But like with Graceful, you have so many different options. You have about every color of the rainbow, and some of them are locked between Sepulchre and Mauritania or Trailblazer reward from the first Trailblazer League. And then the five types of kingdoms in Corend, and you just need more Graceful tokens to do that. It's like, how are we going to get this Graceful outfit? Bone shards or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. And the prayer activity on that looked interesting, but the biggest thing that came out of this news post wasn't the fact that there's going to be Varlamor activities. It's that Corend favor is going away.
Oh yeah, that's the big thing I was looking into.
And it's interesting from a design perspective. I get it both ways. I could fall down on both sides of the issue. Sirion, where are you at? Which one?
I like the favor system. I'm sorry. I kind of like it.
It was kind of unique.
It is kind of unique, and I think it lost something when they made it so that you don't... Like, they made it easier to get 100% favor across all factions, right? Like, that used to be pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's pretty straightforward. Like, you don't lose favor anymore. Mm-hmm. It kind of lost something. At the same time, what it does, I feel, is there's this whole storyline about Corend, about the different houses, and how
wonderful
they're kind of rivals and also kind of working together. And like, there's a lot of interesting political relations. And this was telling part of that story through a gameplay system. And that is always something I like, right? Show, don't tell. And that going away, I find it unfortunate, because it removes a unique element of that continent.
Yeah, I can agree to that somewhat. Like, in the beginning, Corend favor, if you had so much favor in Husidius and you don't get 100%, and then you go to Archaeus and you get favor, your Husidius favor is going to go down. Like, you're helping another faction.
Right.
But then they updated it where you don't have to get 100. Because, like, on my main, when it first released, I did get 100 favor. Then you go to the architect, start the mini quest, and then you lock in that favor. Then you go to another faction and help them out. So it kind of had this lore aspect where it's like, oh, I see you helping Archaeus now. I don't like you anymore, Hosidius. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm decreasing your favor. It had that lore aspect. So now, then removing favor altogether, it's like you're missing out on that lore aspect. But
Right. Again,
I do understand, like, a lot of people did not like this favor system, because you had to get a certain favor to do this activity. You had to get a certain favor to do this activity. It's like, no, you can't go into the farming guild because you don't have Hosidius favor.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit annoying, and like, not all the favor activities are fun. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they don't take forever, right? Like, it's not... Mm-hmm. A lot of rewards in the game are locked behind much harder things, like combat achievements or achievement diaries, which take significantly more time and effort. Like, I knocked out the Arceus one in, like, an hour, I think. The Osidius one even quicker, probably.
Yeah.
Like, Some of these are so quick to do.
You just had me thinking there. I think it's only the Shazian one and the Lovakang that aren't 100% AFKable.
Yeah. I know after you do Client of Karend, you get a boost. You get a scroll that you can choose which house you want to have a boost in favor for. And everyone in the wiki quest log, if you cheated, it says, make sure you use this on Piscarilius, or you're going to be having a hard time getting the favor. But like you said, Shane, Arceus is so easy because you got the library and the new Runelite plugin that tells you where every book is at. Arceus is the fastest for me. Hosidius, you just need to make some compost and plow. I think there's another thing. I can't remember. Oh, for Low of the King, you make...
You mine.
The bombs.
Mine. Yeah, you don't do dynamite. You just AFK mine the sulfur and drop it.
Yeah. I make the bombs.
And that's an interesting gameplay loop to, you know, go plow fields, make dynamite, find books and whatnot. But the fact is, when you start pairing this all together, people are now getting high-level favors, and they're just staying in a relatively static place. You can see why the decision was made. I sank to remove the favor. And it's not as though that the favor is just going goodbye completely. There's going to be some other changes, too, alongside this in terms of just, you know, easing these pieces of content into the wider gameplay.
I don't really like the transport changes they're doing, right? Like, I understand why they want to make it easier to get around current. But I remember... Well, I've never really been frustrated with how long it took to get to places. Like, in all of old school, when you're pretty low level, it's a lot of walking. Not running, walking. Mm-hmm. But now that I've got quite a few options to me, like, I can get to anywhere I need to be on Corrent or in the Kiva's Woodlands, like, pretty easy, like, within a few minutes. I really don't need even more options, and I feel it kind of undermines the sense of skill and sense of adventure you get from it. Like, that's something I really liked about old school. Like, there's no lodestone on every street corner. Like, it actually takes effort to get to certain places, and I feel that's a little bit undermined by some of these transport changes. Like, I don't mind that they're making the current castle spell easier to cast, for example. I love that, but actually, adding all the extra minecarts feels a little bit over the top, for example.
I actually like the transport changes the most out of the pull block, because right when Karend was released, most people were like, how do you get around? And mostly you need to get either kill the lizardmen to get an amulet, or you go to the stone chest and get an amulet. And then that's your main way. Also doing quests to get the page in the book, you get around. But now we have another element to get around where you don't need to unlock the minecart system, and you only pay 20 coins instead of 50, but they also put more locations for the minecarts, because currently a lot of the minecart locations are kind of dumb.
That I will accept, yes. The current minecart locations are dumb.
And the only time I use a minecart is when I go to Lovaking, go to one south of the bank, and then I use that minecart to get to Chambers of Zarek. That's the only time I use a minecart.
They're
adding one to the farming guild. That's going to be the most used one.
And what I'm seeing with these transport changes is that this feels almost like people who, you know, were around when Corrin came out might disagree with this, but this feels like the kind of changes you make to an area once that area has fully matured and people have moved through it.
I mean, I the thing is, Corrin has gone through a massive renovation before, right? Like, when it first came out, it looked completely different than now. Like, I think this current design is mostly player based, right? Like, there was one player who completely redesigned it, And then mm-hmm. I think I copied a lot of that. So I don't know if this is the right time. Like, it feels overdue on that.
Yeah, I think it was Mod Ed who redesigned Hosidius. So Hosidius was the first redesign. And then I think it was Shazian. But other than that, those were the only two that were redesigned where
I thought the
entire area, the area completely changed in that section of the map.
And you can I can definitely see that Shazian would have needed that, because it based on what I've seen and saw, is that it just didn't feel as natural, I guess. And the player so changes better. Probably just made it, you know, just better and kind of flow from one region to another on that. And I'll also say they're adding a charter ship as well. That's one of my favorite ways to get around the game. So, but
And the spell doesn't require soul runes, which is kind of weird for me.
Right, because don't we have a deficit of soul runes still in old school here? I don't have any in my bank.
You either buy from the rune store or you go make soul runes with 95 rune crafting.
Oh, God.
But yeah, the spell was originally level 69, and that took forever for a noob to get. Level 48 is more reasonable. And then the spell required 5 fire, 4 water, 2 law, and 2 soul. But now it's just 2 law, 1 fire, and 1 water, which is so much better.
Good. Good. Sirion.
And you can make teleport tablets. So
Sirion just found the map.
Upgrade.
He just found the old map of how used to look. And yeah.
It's shit.
Yeah. Shazian versus Hosidius in the middle. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. I love it when we look at historical context here. And that's actually something that I have been doing a bit of in preparation for leagues, because that starts Wednesday, of course. We're taking part in that. I know, Francine, you probably are too, right?
I don't know what leagues are.
Yeah. It's like some kind of temporary game mode where we all become Iron Men and get insane boosts to our character progress.
That's what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
So leagues is happening this Wednesday. I'm excited. I don't know.
What
I
are you
going to
be doing? What's your main goal?
So people are always chatting like, okay, leagues is where you can train and figure out how to do any raids, or you can figure out how to kill a boss, because in leagues you have like superpowers, so it's kind of easier. But I do know in the previous leagues, there was Twisted League, which was locked in Zaya, and we talked about Zaya a lot right now. The league after that was Trailblazer, and then Shattered Relics. And now what's happening Wednesday is Trailblazer Reloaded, because Trailblazer was the most popular league by far, because you were able to make your own path and choose the areas you want. So you start up in Mistlin, which is the region you start in Lumbridge, Varrock, Draenor Village, all those areas.
The quintessential RuneScape area.
Yes, the iconic nostalgia area. But I don't know what to start. Like, there's so much to talk about.
What's your main goal? What are you planning to do this time?
So this time I'm trying to make sure I don't pick the exact same area as I did in Trailblazer. I want to change it up a bit. So last league I chose, other than the starter areas, Mistlin and Karamja, that we get for free, I went to Kandrin, Ascarnia, and Tirwanwyn, because
that's interesting. I was thinking of that set. Anyways.
I took the range relic, and I thought the best thing I can do is get a blowpipe.
Yeah.
But I also learned how to do Zara, because you need to kill Zara for Achievement Diary, the Western Province's Achievement Diary. And you have to kill her once to get the hard diary done. So I figured out how to kill her. And then once League was done, I killed her once and got that diary done. So I was really happy about that. But in Leagues, the blowpipe had a one, it was one tick speed, because with the range relic, all the attack styles are, attack speeds are halved, rounded up. But this League, they did let us know all the combat relics on what they do, and also the first tier of relics. So, right now we know that for the range relic this League, all those that have a attack speed of 3 is halved round up. So the lowest could be 2, but with the darts and knives, that is 1 tick. But so last League, I took that relic, did blowpipe. But this League, what I'm going to change it up a bit. I have noticed that Kandrin and Iskarni have great synergy. I think it's the best to choose. If you were to choose Kandrin, you should choose Iskarni. If you choose Iskarni, you have to choose Kandrin. It's like the synergy there is so strong. So I feel like I will get a lot of skilling tasks are in Guardian. A lot of skilling tasks are in Kandrin, because there's only 3 bosses: Kraken, Thermie, and the Barbarian Assault Penance Queen. There's only 3 bosses in Kandrin.
Right. So forgot about Barbarian Assault. Interesting that you mentioned
most
that.
Most of the tasks there are going to be skilling tasks, which
yeah.
as a skiller instead of a PVMer, mm-hmm. I do like that.
Right.
And then Iskarnia, you have some basic gear in God Wars Dungeon. Mm-hmm. So that is my goal. So my goal is to catch Chinchampas and Kandrin, go kill Kree with my God Dehind armor from Hard Diaries and Chinchampas, get the armoral armor, and then I will go to Chambers of Zarek. So I'm also then choosing Zaya. Get the Twisted Bow, then I'll probably go back to God Wars Dungeon for killing Sarah.
Sarah Delman Godsword.
No, not that too, but also the crossbow. Because then with the crossbow, I'm going to Nex and getting the, what is it called? Ancient crossbow. I don't know what it's called. It's ZCB. But yeah, that's going to be the best crossbow, because the spec is that the gem bolts.
I saw that in the relic list that bolt procs are going to be up through the roof. So it definitely makes sense if you're going range to lean into the crossbow side for that. And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Kandrin and Iskarnia like that, because that's the exact same synergy that I came to, and that, you know, I feel like those, you know, 90% certain that those are going to be two of the things that I do with this. And I know Sirion, you wound up on a similar path to that as well. Do you have any ideas about what you want to do in League, since this is your first one as well as mine?
Just embrace it, really. Like I'm part of me wants to theorycraft, but I'm also just, I'm new enough to the whole thing that I kind of just want to surrender myself to the whole experience. I just want to roll into it and chase tasks and do it, right?
Mm-hmm. I recommend get the areas that you know you'll have the most fun in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's why I was thinking about Kandrin as well. Like, I was thinking doing desert. No, I was thinking of doing Tyranwyn, but then I realized like that's going to be super high level. It's like a high level area.
And we both went to the same idea with that, thinking of doing Tyranwyn. And I don't know about you, but the reason I thought that was that I haven't been there yet in old school, and this would be a way to do it. Or I can also have a full experience.
If you're going to have fun there, then get it. But back in October, when we didn't even know any tasks or any relics, mainly people were theory crafting on based on what gear is in every area,
right.
what path right. they can get gear on. So everyone is working on Ascarnia because Ascarnia is some good beginner gear from God Wars. So that is a big selling point of Ascarnia right there.
Yeah, I definitely want to get Corrant because I just find it a very fun continent. Like, it has so many good things for farming as well with the Farming Guild. And just, like, none of the content I really hate. And maybe I'll try out the raids, maybe. I don't know, but, like, that's all there. So I definitely want to get that. I wanted to get Kandor in, and then I was thinking either Ascarnia or Mauritania, because I want either Barrow's equipment or God Wars equipment, I feel.
Yeah. Imagine though, because the first league was Twisted League, where everyone was locked to Zaya. And that was, like, right after Zaya was released. That... after it was released, no one really cared for it. It was just a new area, blah, blah, blah. But after leagues, everyone's like, wow, you can do everything here. And looking up how to do stuff, how to get this item and whatever, people were like, wow, you can pretty much do everything here. And it really sold the continent. Twisted League really sold the all the skilling activities there and what you can do. But with the first league, you did have a lot of weird tasks or bottlenecks. Like, the only way to get a lockpick was from a young impling, but then they added it. Because the only way to do some thieving tasks in Piscrillius is that you need a lockpick. So when people found out the only way to get a lockpick on Zaya is a young impling, so everyone was going to a certain place where implings was spawning. And that was the biggest bottleneck for a while.
Oh, the madness.
Yes, it was madness. And then they did add lockpicks as a drop in Chambers of Zarek for the easy little things you had to kill for ingredients. So that fixed that bottleneck. But still, with tasks like kill Wintertot 2,000 times or get 200 mil in every skill, like those crazy outrageous tasks no one really completed. But it's kind of a thing, like with Trailblazer, they fixed up a lot of that madness, but there was still bottlenecks that they finally ironed out when the leagues eventually was coming to a close. So hopefully
the Lesser Demon lineup, right?
Yes, hopefully this league there is not much bottlenecks, but I'm sure there's going to be something out there that they didn't look at, or a clue scroll that is uncompletable that they didn't mark as incompletable.
Yeah, and like, I mean, that's quick enough to patch in anyways, if it needs to be fixed like that. And I always
I don't expect this to go perfect, right? And I have the advantage that I'm pretty casual about it. I really just...
We're not competing to
I want a little dopamine hit whenever you get a task done, right? Like, that's what I'll be chasing.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get the ding. Right? Lots of dings.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Exactly. And,
And
I always hear that Trailblazer was one of the leagues that people loved the most. So it makes sense they're doing a redo on it.
Yes. Within 1 week, they hit the max players on RuneScape. It was like 157. One of the mods tweeted it, like, there's the highest point we've reached. So hopefully we break that record this league. When leagues launches, actually, like, Skitter Dan Man and I, my brother, we're gonna actually stream and do a whole streaming session about the first things, because we already got like a document of all the things we want to do in the first couple hours. So it's exciting.
Nice. And that's gonna be launch day then?
Yes. So in my time it's gonna be, I think, 7 AM, but all the tasks and relics will be released like an hour or two before that.
Oh, interesting.
So I will probably be rolling out of bed at 6 AM.
And we got, you know, we already got a bunch of the relics that have been teased here. We already mentioned the Archer's Embrace one, which looks neat. I see here, you know, teasing increasing number of mini game points, Slayer points increased, drop rates increased, clue scrolls increased. I know for me on leagues, my whole goal is going to be, in effect, to kind of, you know, just take it casually. And when it comes to it at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I do in, you know, in RuneScape, like I did in Fresh Start Worlds last year, like I've done in, you know, Skill Peers on RS3. I'm probably going to go for some kind of weird farming concoction, but we'll see how all that lands once I get down to the ground, because I know that these kind of game modes are not necessarily things where you can just go laser focused on one goal in particular. You kind of got to be a generalist, specifically in this case, being an Iron Man character, which is also going to be a new experience as well. So who knows? I might find that I like Iron Man after this, which would be weird, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking on this. And all in all, I think it's just going to be a fun experience to kind of lean into the holiday season with and just do something different, because I've been experiencing old school now in earnest for about 8 months, I'd say. And before that, it was just something that I'd always just poked my head into. But now that I'm, you know, kind of into it more than I was previously, this is just a unique chance to get a different experience on it.
Altogether.
So
I do believe leagues is a way for everyone to hop on RuneScape for the first time or a long hiatus and learn the game again, because literally you're going to be end game content within a month, and then you're learning Zahra or you're learning whatever big boss is out there. You could even attempt Inferno if you want to, but I'm not going to go there. I will still sacrifice a fire cape to get the task done, but yes.
Oh, we're going to have... Oh, right. That's probably going to come up doing fight capes and Jad on leagues. Oh. Here we are back to the beginning about combat, folks. I'm just sitting here smiling right now. But yes, no, it is definitely something that I am looking forward to, and I know it's going to be an adventure, and that's primarily why this podcast exists as well. So you can kind of think of this as our first foray into leagues, and we're going to be updating our coverage each and every week as we progress through that, for better or worse. I'm betting that the vast majority of weeks will be better, fingers crossed, and won't have many experiences like the My Arm experience. And I just also do need to say that despite how this show started, I did enjoy that quest, and I have thoroughly enjoyed everything I've been doing on old school RuneScape, so I just didn't want to give that perception to anybody else. But nonetheless, pretty much brings us to where we wanted to be at the end of this episode of the old school RuneScape update. Francine, is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
Well, I hope everyone enjoys leagues and tune in to Twitch/ClanQuest and see Dan and I attempt our first day running around with everyone else like crazy noobs. And hopefully we all have fun, okay?
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing.
It's all about having fun.
Yeah.
Don't stress out. You can be casual. Like, I do have the first 5 days of leagues off, but after that, I'll be playing casually after work and everything like that.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, but twitch.tv/ClanQuest. We'll throw a link to that in the show notes and Discord when you guys go live, because that's definitely going to be something I'm going to poke my head into as well to see how some RuneScape veterans do that. Sirion, anything else before we go? Anything you want to tease up for next week? Any
tease
quests?
Up? I don't know, honestly, what we're doing next.
I don't know
we're
either.
Doing leagues? We're doing leagues next.
Yeah.
We're going to do leagues up from this Wednesday to January 10th.
Yeah, exactly.
8 weeks.
No quest, only leaks, right? No, we will be doing some.
Yeah, we'll be doing some quests along the way, because I know there's definitely some on our list that we want to get through in addition to the quests we're going to be doing on leagues. So
I did want to mention, if you were to do leagues, there is a lot of cosmetic items to get in the main game. like a outfit, a banner, a trophy, a new teleport. You can also upgrade some other stuff, animations. So I do recommend, if you were just to play casually, get enough points to get some cool cosmetics.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as with anything, look at the news post, look at the wiki, see what speaks to you, see what you want to go for in that case, and then do it. Because I know one thing that I definitely noticed was that the league shop from previous leagues is going to be open as well. So that's something I'm going to be keeping my eye on as we progress through this. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, follow along, full show notes at update.show/OS. Join our friends chat if you want to come chat with us while we're doing leagues, bits, bytes, and of course the Discord is update.show/Discord. And of course, if you want to hear our adventures each and every week, the best way to do that is to subscribe. We're on all the podcast listeners out there, Apple, Spotify, and of course more. Just visit update.show/OS where you can find the latest episodes and press your button to get to your favorite podcast listener. But nonetheless, Sirion and I will be back next week for another episode of the Old School RuneScape Update. Until then, we'll see you in leagues. Take care, everyone. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.